When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ashley Temple, Emily Mont, Micah Bird Kaiju, Eric Carr, Michaela, Corinne Abeen, Luke Davies, Elizabeth Kruger, Cody Jarrett, Lydia Council, Shara Rossichan, The Zen Scientist, Rexy Adar, David Durand, Anne Polman, Neil Kelly, Jigray, Ian Moran, Sean McMahon, and Xander, Wizard of the Citadel Under the Hidden Rivers, etc. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
But I'll die if it goes really badly. No, it must be better. I'm better than Trexel. No Trexel, no problem. I mean, theoretically, not actually. But
David! David, look at me. I am a mole, tunneling through the soil of creativity, looking for nuggets! Nuggets, David! And do you think we found them? Do you think we found them, David?
Yes?
Yes, we have, David, because we have bonded. We have improved. We have unified as a unit. And together, we have, I believe, over the past 3 days, made planets of wonder.
Oh, yes, yes. No, we definitely have. And it will definitely be down to that. That is why these planets will please Hartro in a way which she has not been pleased before.
David, you're more glistening than usual.
What?
I know you
no.
You
all nice.
Hello! Ah, review time! Hi, boys.
Hello.
How are you, Hartro?
I'm sufficient.
Your skin and nails?
You do not need to talk about my skin every time, Trexel.
Okay, but you have excellent...
David, seven! Good news. You're alive.
Yes?
You shall continue to exist.
Yay! I knew it! We're geniuses!
Okay, right. Just pipe down there.
Sorry, I've rarely been this excited.
All right, now what happens at the beginning of every review?
I tell you why I'm late. It's a real doozy this time. So, I was in the reactor core.
Oh, pipe there. Can I get comfortable while he tells me?
I'll get off the chair.
Shift of, yes, yep. And I just wouldn't mind a bit of something. I don't know. Trexel, a bit of something. Is there some sort of cushion?
You want my cushion, Hartro? Is that what you said?
Oh, you have a cushion!
Yes, I have my...
I wouldn't mind your cushion.
My consultant's cushion.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Father gave me this, but okay, here we are.
And where were you?
Okay, so I'm elbow deep in this reactor core. My hair falling out
all
over.
Oh, and the funny thing is, you know what? It's the temperature in here. I feel hot.
Temperature is preset by Temperature Regulation Subcommittee 4 and cannot be altered.
I mean, is it just me? David 7, are you hot?
He's sweating right now.
And so, the review. Let's continue, shall we?
Okay, so I'm... Do you want to...
To recycle David 7 today.
Yeah.
Excellent. And by extension, that's because I am a genius?
It would be wrong of me to kill your dreams in such a way as to say no, but I would like to just redirect the reasoning around to the fact that maybe it was the team-building exercises.
Ooh, yes,
Did you enjoy them?
Yes, and they were definitely really helpful. I do hope that they make the planets better. Were the planets better?
The planets were... Wait for it. They were slightly better.
Oh, that's very good.
You could see that each planet was built upon a team coming together...
Yes.
...to create... plans, and it was as if you understood each other.
Yes, yes.
And were trusting each other.
I felt
as if
this.
Somebody had guided you to become that way, like me.
Yes, definitely. Yes,
well
absolutely.
Well done, Hartrow.
Well done,
yes, well done, Hartrow.
A round of applause for Hartrow.
Thank
Hartrow.
You. Thank you.
This must be a real boon for you.
Well, I mean, I am getting recognition, you know, upstairs and, you know. Yes, and I've received smiles from people that didn't even know my name before.
She's anyway, a smiling
things
level.
Are changing
David,
for me.
David, that's a big deal. Hartrow, he
good.
Doesn't understand
so
the hierarchy.
So we need to keep this going. We need to keep this rolling, boys.
Yes, forever and ever and
yes.
ever. Yes, but before, we can't get too carried away. We need to go over the planets and really luxuriate in their details and really understand why the planets that I designed
yes.
are simply the best.
Consultant design recommendation file.
Planet 1.
Yes.
For the lovely Cardinal Fang.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang.
I believe they're referred to as the Kind.
Yes, Cardinal the Kind Fang.
Yes, and you built them an unexpected planet.
Cardinal Fang.
Yes.
Not a terrifying mono being that knows all your thoughts.
No, also referred to as the Benevolent, the...
Yeah. The generous?
The generous. The right. happy to clean your socks.
The full of givitude?
Well. Yes.
This is a nice one. Okay, well, I was just asking for a friend.
Well, we discussed this. Cardinal Fang, one of the cardinals of the Church of the Unexpected Surprise.
Trexler, do you know who you're building your planets for?
Yes.
I would say that would be possibly the first and most important thing.
Well, obviously Trexler does know, because the planet was designed for that.
And the input I have to give back to you is... Well done.
Yes, it's all
well
coming
done,
back. It's all coming
is
back.
Is it coming
yes.
back?
Yes.
Cardinal
Fang, the kind,
the benevolent kind,
give a tune. Yes,
the whisper
so
of dreams.
So
yes, they were very pleased. Well, first of all, you gave them an unexpected planet with a deliciously lovely upholstered chair in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice little touch.
Did that.
Unexpected ornamental cathedral.
A cathedral?
Yes,
a cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they
yes.
obviously needed a cathedral for the believers.
Because the cardinal is obviously a religious figure.
Trexel, mm-hmm. wake up.
Sorry.
Do you know where we are?
Yes, absolutely. Sorry.
We're on planet one,
You won't hear it again from me. Yes, I'm absolutely on board. We built a cathedral.
Yes,
you like the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And a garden.
And a garden. And also a garden.
Around the cathedral.
Verdant, rolling, green garden hills, I think they mentioned here. As
lovely.
A particular lovely joy that they liked.
Yes,
so there's lovely feedback. I mean, this is what I expect. This is what I normally get from my design teams. It's about time.
Well, you know what they always say? You want a verdant hill, you come to Geismann. Old verdant hills, Geismann. And they're not referring to my hot buns. Everybody's looking
Nobody's
at me.
Laughing.
No, okay. Well, you know, it was worth a go. Either way, I'm a real capability Geismann.
And it's just amazing. I mean, what's changed? I mean, I want to say the team building, so tell me it's the team building.
I think it's the team building.
Is that what's done it?
We've been working as a team,
teaming up,
yes.
So just explain, how did that work? Which one of my exercises were you particularly pulling upon?
The middle one.
Yes, that middle one.
That one.
The
yes.
one
so
between
the
other two.
Yes, the one with the puppets.
I knew it.
Really helped us get to the bottom of our relationship with each other and then... When we came back from that, we were like, here we go. This is how we design together.
Hooray for teamwork. Within guidelines.
And you know what? It also helped me really explore my complicated feelings towards puppets of myself. Because I sat with that puppet and I felt things that I... Sorry, come back to me.
Are you crying, Drexel?
No, my eyes are just...
If you're going to cry, you look straight ahead and you cry.
Okay. Oh, God.
Drexel, you don't half cry, you cry.
Emotions!
Have them.
Oh, gosh.
Have them.
There we are.
And stop. Lovely. So, well done on planet one.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know what?
Still crying?
It's a little bit. I don't know.
Drexel, I said stop.
Sorry, hang on. Give me a moment. Pull it together, Gaisman. Pull it together. Quiet. Dark. Cupboards. There it is. I'm back in the room.
Okay, can we continue the review?
Please.
Because there's more I need to say.
Wonderful.
Right, so the outcome of this is Stella Firma has now been blessed with 4 more orders. We have a repeat customer.
Repeat customer logged.
Yay! I have a repeat customer.
Yes.
This has never happened before, Hartra. I don't think it's ever happened before.
What? Must have been the team building.
Yes.
It must have been.
Must have been the team building.
Must
and
have
also
been.
My towering genius.
Yes.
Flowing over the edge like lava of hot creativity.
Oh, cover me in that lava of hot creativity. I've written down your ideas and it's made a good planet.
Easy, David. Let's not get weird about it. I'm sorry about that, Hartra.
That's fine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Moving swiftly on.
Consultant design recommendation file.
Planet 2, Oren Thrules. Oh, this was the rebirth of the Star Marlin.
Yes. The rebirth of the Star Marlin.
I love art.
We all love art here, don't we?
I have never seen an art.
Well, we love art, don't we, Artro?
I am a connoisseur.
I'm more of a journeyman.
So you built a planet.
Yes.
A bijou art planet with the state-of-the-art astral maternity aquarium. I love that detail.
Yes.
So basically, we've got a lot of really happy people watching the birth of the Star Marlin.
Can I just check something?
Yes.
At any point, is there any sort of hospital involved in this?
Well, it's a maternity aquarium, which is a hospital.
Yes.
You know what? Yes, that makes sense.
I mean, I think there's probably people around in case there's any sort of complications. Or just, you know, like if you need a wetting of your upper lip.
Oh, no, definitely. There were, I think, about 6 support rooms just to make sure. Obviously, birthing a Star Marlin is quite hard. And
it's a complicated process.
I know that there weren't any problems because the Star Marlin has now, I can tell you, been born.
Wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Is it a Star Marlin or a Star Marlin?
It turned out to be a Star Marlin.
Oh, wonderful. That's the parents nice. Must be so happy.
So they were particularly pleased with the lighting. That was very, very...
You know, it's hard to coerce a sun, but we did it. We got that. And, you know, the time bomb in the...
What now? Sorry?
Coerced sun?
Well, we went for bioluminescent algae in the end.
Yes. We started with coerced sun.
Yes. But and then we moved on to...
Bioluminescent...
Algae.
Because
Locally sourced. Yes.
That was a good choice.
It's well on track.
Very moody lighting from a bioluminescent algae.
It's very moody.
It's like teen's bedroom.
And, you know, that just leads me on to say there's been repeat business requested.
Repeat customer logged.
I mean, they want to follow this Star Marlin through their whole life.
Ah,
they don't want to miss anything.
The life of the Star Marlin.
What does that mean, Stella Firma? More business? Yes?
Two repeat businesses.
Two.
For Trexel.
We could say Trexel, but really
Hartra,
behind...
For Hartra. And her team building acumen.
For Hartra's team, which includes Trexel.
Trexel Geistman.
Oren Thrule
has
received an award. This is serious. It's from the Art Justicar.
Oh, they're a harsh critic. That's a big get. I remember the Art Justicar actually reviewed one of my planets. The review just read, why?
I mean, often I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, I'm doing a review for Trexel. And then I just look at myself in the mirror and I say, why?
Oh, I know. Because you team built him and now he's good at designing planets.
Yes. You grew me like a plant. Like a very, very competent yet misunderstood plant that you team built into a mighty bush.
I do feel like any success that you are having now does have something to do with me.
It has to.
But I still feel no real connection. So, yes, a plant, but maybe you're just a soggy root?
I'll take it.
Consultant design recommendation file.
And our final planet for today's review, the piece de resistance. Mm. I think you did end high. Shenka is pleased as punch. They are just relaxing. They feel so relieved.
Well, it was all the water, really. That's for easing joint pain.
I mean, how did you come up with that? I mean, water cycling through a body. I mean, nobody even thinks of that.
Well, Trexel, how did you think of that?
Well, I when I was thinking about this planet that I remember designing, I was thinking, when I'm in the bath, and the bath is empty, and I'm fully clothed because I've fallen in, and I'm lying there looking up at my ceiling thinking, how did it come to this? And you know what gets me up? I just turn on the tap with my foot, and the water flows down my fully clothed legs and up my fully clothed body, and just for a moment the fabric resists the water. It's not water-resistant fabric, but it's not wet yet. And then suddenly it breaks down and the water soaks through and I'm in a full, cold bath, fully clothed, and I'm thinking, if I was old, this would be pretty good.
Sadness detected. Security alerted.
Well, you've just created a horrible image in my head, Trexel. But it was a beautiful planet. It still is. I mean, the way that it cycles through the universe with such speed and that need to bounce, just...
Just bouncing all over the place. Cycling through...
From solar system to solar system.
Right.
Well, it's something about the ever-jumping quality between solar system to solar system that has that effect on the joints.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's the fluctuations of gravity.
That's
and
right.
Obviously, the jump from solar system to solar system, as long as the maths is done right and it's calculated very precisely, is the best way to achieve that without expensive machinery and a lot of overhead, obviously.
So scientific.
Yes, really.
And, was the maths right?
Oh, yes. The way that you managed to keep it at just that nice, warm temperature.
Well, of course. You know, when Geissman builds a planet, that's a keeper.
I saw you crunch those numbers, and woo, were those numbers crunched.
Oh, I crunched through them like I crunched through my morning breakfast cubes. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
And isn't that interesting that it's somehow the breakfast cubes that are retaining that heat in that planet?
Yes, yeah. Who would have thought we could repurpose the cubes that we all eat for breakfast for sustenance could also be an excellent insulator? Hmm. Who would have thought that?
Obviously you.
Me. That's who. Sorry, I didn't finish that. Let me try that again. Who would have thought of that? Aha, it was a trick. The answer is me, Trexel Geissman, because I am a genius.
Well done, Trexel and Hartro, and yes. Also Trexel, but actually Hartro, but yes, Trexel, everyone. Well done, everyone who is here.
Yes.
Well, I feel like I need to just say something slightly terrible to you, Trexel.
Because here it is. I thought it was all going well, and now with there the knife comes out and plunges
knife
into
detected.
My mouth. Who's died?
Security
What's exploded?
Alerted.
Why am I in trouble? Hartro, please, I'm sorry. Please, look, I'll put all of your feet in my mouth.
Okay. I mean, I was just going to say, you know, try not to come in drunk or, you know, get here earlier or you might need another tracker soon. But let's just do the feet. Let's do the feet.
Feet in. Okay, here we are. Couldn't have just kept my mouth shut. Okay, here.
And I believe David Seven, did he say both feet this time?
I think he did, yes.
I mean, it was special request.
Well done, Trexel.
I think we need to just... Trexel, how do you feel about doing an okay review?
I think he liked it.
Did he? Mm. He looks sad, though.
It must be tears of joy coming out of his face.
Trexel, I'm so happy that I could get you here. I feel like, as a line manager, this is the sort of day that I strive for. I appreciate me too. Can I take a sick day off? No, sorry, Trexel. There's no such thing as a sick day off. Sorry. Let's take those out. There we go. Now, I do not enjoy that, but I know how valuable you find it.
Right, you don't enjoy that.
No, I just know that it seems to produce quality work.
Part of the process.
As
you said, part of the design process is sometimes messy and involves feet in mouths.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
Well, what a strong review that was. I mean, quite alarmingly strong. And so many bits I had to be reminded of. But that's old Trexel Geisman, old hole in the brain Geisman. They used to shout at me. Where's
okay,
his brain?
There, Trexel. Just hold on a minute. I'm just going to grab my things and go before you have your monologue.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Boys, carry on. Do what you're doing, and
line
don't
manager
get complacent.
Departing.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hatcho.
Bye. Remember when you got into that vent and forgot what you were doing over a weekend? And
yes, I...
And the other times you forget when to come into work?
Yes, but there's something strange about this.
Is it,
David? I'm incredibly happy. Unbelievably happy. This is a really strong review, and you're still alive, which is fine, I suppose. I normally don't forget this much. Normally I know when I've forgotten something. There's a blank or a black, but this time...
After the team building exercise, did you go on a bender?
I suppose I did go on a bit of a bender, and I did drink all that moisturiser, and that can't be good for me. That's something I haven't done before.
Maybe you've got the moisture holes.
Maybe I've got moisture holes in my brain. Well, I'll go down to medical and see what they can do. But, you know, I think the big takeaway here is while I do have a gnawing knot of suspicion that something's wrong in the very pit of my stomach, right now, it's time to celebrate.
Good review.
Good review.
Well done, Trexel. We'll see you on Monday.
Yes, probably see me on Monday.
Oh, hey, just relax, maybe. It seems maybe this more relaxed attitude you're taking to your work is doing well. You know, maybe just take it easy. You deserve a good weekend of rest and relaxation.
Thank you.
Because you did so well.
Thank you, David. And
with those planets.
I don't think I maybe say this enough, but I know we obviously gave Hartram a lot of credit for the team building, but you and I both know that what's really changed is, well, how close we've become.
Yes.
You are still a tool, you know. That's something we can't get away from. You're a clone. Clones aren't friends. Friends aren't clones. You can't have clone friends. Send that clone away. He's no friend of my son. You're not allowed to love a clone, Trexel, you idiot. Get in the box. That's the rule. But, yeah. I'll see you on Monday.
Okay. Bye. Whew. Nailed it.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris, David Seven was played by Ben Meredith, Hartro Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick, and Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.